We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on Maggie and Perloff. All right, Maggie, I've told this story before, but you know what happened to me. I was limping around the office.
Yep.
And a local doctor told me I needed surgery.
Yep.
But luckily for us, we have a near Hall of Fame running back in the office. So I went to our buddy Tiki Barber and said, hey, they want to cut on me. But I'm not sure about that. And Tiki says, I got a guy. Tiki's always got a guy. So I was psyched because, you know, you don't have an NFL running back recommending you a guy. But what happened next was beyond my wildest expectations. I got to meet Dr. Rock Positano, who, in my opinion, is the number one foot and ankle doctor in America. He's the director of the Joe DiMaggio Foot, Ankle, and Heel Center at the Hospital for Special Surgery. He's also an incredible author. He has a book, Dinner with DiMaggio, about his relationship with Joe DiMaggio. He has a new book called Street Smart that looks amazing. And he's just an unbelievable guy. Maggie, you are going to love him so much. And we're lucky to have him on right now because the second Patrick Mahomes got hurt, I said, we got to talk to Rock, see what's going on. Dr. Positano, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Pearl?
I'm good.
That's a very nice introduction.
You're like a folk hero around here, yeah. Dr. Positano. Like your presence on this show precedes you, but we're so glad we could have you on to talk about Patrick Mahomes' injury.
Well, you know what? It's an important part of the sports medicine world. And, you know, I had told Pearl on other occasions, I said, you know, what people don't realize is that there is really no such thing as a simple ankle sprain. You know, people tend to trivialize just how important an injury this is in terms of knowing how to handle it correctly. And of course, in his case, you know, he's got a high ankle injury, which means it's a lot more involved because it deals with bones, ligaments, but particularly there's a ligament that connects the two bones in the bottom part of the ankle, the tibia and the fibula. So it's really kind of interesting to see how this is going to play out when Mahomes is actually on the field. You know, and I was speaking earlier with my partner, CJ Positano, who also happens to be my son, at HSS, we were talking about this. He says, you know, that if they push Mahomes out of the pocket, it's going to be a very interesting game because one of the problems they have is that he's not going to have that type of mobility, but particularly to run side to side and also to run front and back. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very interesting to see how the Bengals play him and what they're going to try to do to him defensively and strategically. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting to see what happens.
Dr. Positano, it's a right high ankle sprain, which is the plant foot for Patrick Mahomes. Is he going to be able to really get like full, you know, put his full weight on that plant foot to really get the, you know, what he needs from the lower half of his body to be able to, you know, throw the ball down the field 30, 40, 50 yards?
Well, look, there's no question about that. Maggie, he is going to be slightly impaired. There's no question about that. I mean, he probably will not have that usual zip that he has. We used to call it the Joe Namath zip, where, you know, when they would let that ball fly, it would be like a rocket. And I think that's going to be greatly affected. I think if he stays with the short game, he goes to Kelsey, stays short passes, et cetera, I think that probably is the best strategic way to mechanically stabilize what may be going on with him. And also, you know, he's very well known for his acrobatic passes. So you may see more of the acrobatic passes, which doesn't require sometimes a lot of these maneuvers. So the answer to that question, Maggie, is that there's no question that he will have some effect, not necessarily in a positive way, on how he's able to get that ball down the field.
We're talking to Dr. Rock Positano, director of the Joe DiMaggio Foot, Ankle, and Heel Center at the Hospital for Special Surgery. All right, take us a step back here. When he injures himself over the weekend, what kind of things can the training staff do to get him right in a week?
Well, you know, Carl, that's a great question. I think the most important thing is they want to stabilize the injury. And that usually means bringing swelling and inflammation down, helping to remobilize some of the ligaments, or in this case, that syndesmosis, which is the ligament that attaches the two bones, to pretty much stabilize that area. Ice it down, keep swelling down, you know, try to not overextend what he's been doing in terms of, you know, his performance and his practice on the field. So I think the stability is the most important thing. They probably would brace him as well, put him in either a malleotrain or something called an air cast, or a tie-up ankle brace just to keep the area stable. But remember, this injury, Pearl, is really more about torque. You know, The problem with a high ankle sprain is that it's a torque injury, which means, you know, with a classic ankle sprain, it has to do with inversion and eversion. This has to do with actual torque, which means when a person is moving, that tibia and fibula are trying to stabilize. And when you have an injury of this nature, it will affect his ability to probably, you know, get that type of torque that he needs to be able to throw the ball fast. Or as Maggie had said, you know, what about throwing the ball down the field? Well, what he'll probably have to do is shorten his stance, because, you know, he has an amazing stance, particularly with his plant foot. And wouldn't be surprised to see if they actually shorten his stance when he's throwing, because he will probably need to have more of an efficient push-off, particularly from his left foot, okay? And I think that's an important consideration here as well. So, but Mahomes is such a phenomenal athlete. Sure. You know, Maggie and Pearl, he's really amazing. And I wouldn't put anything past him. I mean, I call it the bag of tricks. I think this guy has more bag of tricks in the sports medicine world than anybody. And he's also a thinking quarterback too. You know, one of the things that you hear about professional athletes, I mean, not to bring Joe DiMaggio up, but Joe DiMaggio used to always tell me, you know, Rock, more games are won and lost between the ears, meaning it has nothing to do with necessarily physical performance. It has to do with knowing how to assess the situation. And I think that's one of the brilliant things that Mahomes, as well as Tom Brady, had. Their ability to read things, their ability to be intelligent. I mean, of course, I have to include Aaron Rodgers as well. But, I mean, it's kind of interesting to see how he will be able to put all of these factors together, come out on that field, and be able to put on a very formidable performance.
You know, Dr. Positano, last one for me about Mahomes. And, you know, it's something that we've come to, you know, just kind of take.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As just sort of, all right, any day with sports, which is putting painkillers and guys injecting themselves with painkillers, we just sort of all assume that Mahomes is going to, you know, shoot up his ankle. Would you recommend that as a doctor? Like, are you, you know, and do the painkillers change this at all for Mahomes? Like, maybe help him out a little bit?
Well, again, if they start shooting up steroids and things like that, that's a problem. Because, look, one of the things you don't want to do, Maggie, is to be able to impair your ability to feel when you're in a lot of pain. Okay, that's an issue. Now, the old-time situation was they would shoot you up with cortisone in between periods and things like that. So I know one of the philosophies in the sports medicine world is to try to stabilize, make the area as comfortable as possible, but also not have that person lose their ability to sense that they're in danger. Again, Pearl and I were talking about, you know, another issue a couple of years ago with Derek Jeter. You know, that was a perfect example where, you know, here's a guy that was a phenomenal athlete, phenomenal conditioning. Yet, you know, they made sure that when he was playing after his injury, that they didn't make it so that he couldn't feel what was going on in his lower leg. Mm. So it's really not about playing like it used to be. In the old days, they would just want to get you to play so you can go on the field and play. To the credit of the sports medicine teams, the athletic trainers, the sports medicine doctors, okay, and of course, the NFL, I mean, they really do care very much about the well-being and the future well-being of their players. So, again, this is something that is not necessarily advocated. You don't want to in any way impair the athlete's ability to feel what is going on.
All right, Rock, before we go, I want to plug your new book, Street Smart, A Primer for Success in the New World. Who are some of the sports people that you feature in this book about sort of your growing up experience and how to be street smart?
Well, of course, Joe D. You know, DiMaggio was the ultimate street smart, brilliant person. I mean, Joe always felt that, you know, always look and always use your instinct. Learn how to feel when something doesn't feel right. I mean, and Joe was an amazing, amazing judge of character, which is why he was such a brilliant ball player, because, again, he had that intelligence that, you know, that far, far transcended the field. So, you know, then, of course, we interviewed Bob Costas, who's an amazing person. I mean, Bob is one of the most articulate, journalists I've ever met. Bob gave us some really good pearls as well, no pun intended. And of course, you know, Dr. Fauci, Tony Fauci came on. Tony gave us some very interesting caveats about how to basically navigate when things aren't always going well for you. As you know, Tony had to put up with a lot of things throughout his tenure as the NIH man. So right. I think the book is very good, though, Pearl, because what it does, it brings these present-day kids, who unfortunately didn't grow up like we did, and it gives them some sense of how important it is to be able to use your instincts.
Yeah.
And to be the ability to, no pun intended, you know, think on your feet. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's the important thing about Street Smart. So it was a really a lot of fun to do. I did it with my brother John, and we had a blast. And, of course, we also talk about, Maggie, some of the fun things that happened to us growing up as well, you know, everything from going to confession in church to, helping play roosters on our neighbors. So it really, in many respects, the book should be very well received. I know a lot of the CEOs who participated, Tony James, who used to be from Blackstone, they all love the concept of the book in terms of it being relevant and very important for today's youth to be able to hopefully grasp some of the concepts that we spoke about.
One last thing. So I know you see a lot of professional athletes, and the treatment you do on ankles can be painful to people. I'm one of the tougher guys you treat, right? I mean, I've only cried a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
You
He's
have to be impressed.
He's as tough as a New York Yankee, Andrew Perloff, I'm sure.
No, Pearl, let me tell you something about Pearl. What we love about Pearl is that he's one of the most compliant people you'll ever meet. I must say that, okay? You know, and of course, when he told me that Tiki Barber had recommended him, and actually Tiki, to his credit, had actually reached out to me and said, look, I know this really, really great guy, and I'm concerned that they're going to operate on him when he doesn't need an operation. Would you do us a favor and see him? I said, of course I would.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the nice thing about Pearl is that, you know, he's, you know, even though he's a Philly guy, which we don't mind totally, you know, he really has a great perspective about sports and the love of sports. And, you know, that's the cool thing about him. And I think Pearl appreciates more now than ever how important feet and ankles are, particularly in the sports medicine.
Oh, I tell Maggie every day.
Every time. Every day. Dr. Positano's a folk hero around here. Yeah. Perloff's always, he's spreading the gospel.
Yeah.
Congratulations on the book. Thank you for shedding some light here on Mahomes, because I think I'm going to change my bet now.
Yeah, well, again, I think the thing here, Maggie, the big thing is if they could really push him out of the pocket, it's going to be a very interesting game.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing, because like long passes are really going to be very challenging. The short game is the way to go. I think, you know, he's going to want to stay in the pocket, obviously, because he's not going to have that mobility to be able to run around the way we normally see him. And I think if he basically makes his stance a little shorter, he'll have more zip, and you know, he'll be able to get some of that zip that he's lost because of the fact that he's lost his plant foot.
Wow.
Mahomes under passing yards, just on my DraftKings account.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Positano.
Thanks,
appreciate
Rock.
It.
See you soon, buddy. Thank you.
Hey, guys, thank you for your kindness, and have a wonderful weekend.
You
appreciate
too.
You too. Enjoy the games.
You know, actually,
legend,
I came away a little bit more optimistic about Mahomes there.
Really?
Well, it just, Dr. Positano painted a picture where you do different things than what he does. So, and you said this earlier in the show, maybe there's an advantage of him getting out quick. He just said if he sort of tightens his 2 feet and Sanchez just gets rid of the ball, it didn't sound like a death sentence for Mahomes' game, what Dr. Positano was saying.
No, I mean, listen, if the Chiefs are going to have anything in the middle of the field, when he usually finds Kelce, it's not usually for 40-yard bombs anyway. Yep. It's like right at the sticks or a little bit after, and then Kelce bowls somebody over and they get a first down. I mean, we've been watching this now for years. If they can use that short game, you know, it's not like he has to, you know, is throwing bombs at Tyreek Hill anymore. We know that's not true. I mean,
absolutely.
Smith-Schuster has some speed, so it's, you know, they do have some guys on the team who are fast, but...
But also, Doc said, moving back and forth and side to side is a concern. So, if you're the Chief...
that's going to be a concern.
Basically, this becomes a matter of game plan, right? Andy Reid's got to put him in a position where he's not going to have to do that, and they still can do something. You know, but I love that Rock had a lot of football analysis in with his foot analysis.
Yeah, it was good,
too. Full service. He's like, here's how I would call this play. I mean, listen, he's been around many football teams.
Yeah,
he's advised many football teams. So he knows exactly what he's talking about. But I'm not giving up on the Chiefs here and the idea that Mahomes could do well.
I also thought it was interesting that the doctor might recommend not to shoot it up.
Yep.
We just sort of take that for granted that guys are going to, you know, use painkillers, and they said that might actually do more damage because you can't feel when you're actually in danger. All right, cool stuff. That was awesome. All right, coming up next, the drama surrounding one coaching candidate. Things are getting very juicy. Juicy. Right after this CBS Sports update, here's Rich Ackerman.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.